Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
The Glitter Trail Mystery. This is a story all about Rebecca. And a story all about Lexi. And a curious mystery that happened to them, which I'm going to tell you all about. Rebecca and Lexi lived in a place called Buckingham. They went to St. Tiddle's School, and life was mostly great. They liked making up games, and now the weather was nice, they spent break and dinner time on treasure hunts. Searching in the bushes, they found a whopping 29 pence in dropped coins, which they of course put in the charity box at reception, a few rather grubby looking Pokemon cards, and a small glass bell that looked like it might have been a Christmas tree decoration. It was really cool when they found what looked like an actual fossil in the school's vegetable patch, a flint arrowhead, and their teacher, Miss Hanwell, helped them identify it. Rebecca got to keep the bell, and Lexi kept the fossil, and their searches continued. They hadn't found anything exciting for a while now, but that was about to change. It started with something quite small. It was a bright spring day, the sort where the sky is incredibly blue and the sun makes everything more colourful. It's lovely on days like this because the grey winter days seem a long way away and we can all look forward to Easter. But anyway, Rebecca and Lexi had come out of Miss Hanwell's class into the playground when Rebecca noticed something rather strange.
"Is that glitter?" said Rebecca.
Lexi came to look.
"Yeah, it's a trail of glitter. How did that get there?"
"Maybe Miss Hanwell dropped some art supplies.
Look at how much there is."
It seemed a little strange that no one else seemed to notice it. The other children ran over and past it, and only Rebecca and Lexi stopped to look. After all their treasure hunts, they'd gotten pretty good at seeing things that other people had missed. "I wonder where it goes," said Lexi. But before they had a chance to follow the trail, a gust of chilly wind blew around them and the glitter was blown into the air and away. So that was strange, but it was only the start. The glitter trail appeared again the following day, and this time Rebecca and Lexi began to follow the trail, where it snaked and led across the playground onto the grass of the school field before once again the wind lifted it up and the trail was no more. "That's that," said Rebecca. "Come on, let's get off the grass, it's pretty muddy." It was indeed muddy, which was quite strange because it hadn't rained for a long time. "Hang on, what are those marks?" The grass had imprints of something, a pattern of some sort. Maybe an animal? Although if it was an animal, it wasn't very big. A warm breeze swam around them, the air filled with the smell of...
"Was that caramel?"
They both sniffed in. It was delicious. And the sunlight seemed all of a sudden to break into a spectrum of rainbows, and what should appear in front of them? But a unicorn. Oh yeah, you heard me right, an actual unicorn. He was large and snowy white with a silky mane. He stamped his feet and whinnied gently and walked towards the children, bowing his head.
"What are you doing here?"
said Rebecca. "We don't generally get any unicorns in Buckingham. Well, not that I know about. Imagine what Miss Hanwell or Alfie would say about this." "You must be lost," said Rebecca. The horse seemed to nod, raising his head and whickering sadly.
"Haven't you heard the bell? We were just playing on the field.
Bells are there for a reason, you know. that's telling you it's time to go. The children muttered their apologies, but Beldra signal. They tell you it's time to do something, like go home. Yeah, so what? What if Silky needs a signal? A way to know it's time to go home? Like a school bell? No, it'd have to be something a bit special, a bit unusual or magical. Rebecca. The bell! The little glass bell! What? The one we found last month, the glass bell! Maybe it's a clue! It was a pretty weird thing to find. I'll stay here. You go and get it. Rebecca couldn't wait to get home to find the bell. Now, where did they put it? It didn't seem to be a particularly valuable item, so it ended up in a box of bits and bobs shoved under the bed. They frantically pulled it out. And there it was. Now, Rebecca had thought that it was just a piece of glass. Like I said, something that you would put on a Christmas tree. But now, taking a closer look, it was very twinkly indeed. There was no time to lose. Rebecca ran back to the school gate. The caretaker was sweeping up.
Don't be long, I'm closing the gate soon.
They wrapped their arms around the neck of the unicorn and felt the warmth from his mane as the rainbows danced around them. Rebecca took a breath and rang the bell. A small tinkle began to sound, and then the sound got bigger and bigger, and the rainbow lights became brighter and brighter. The children gasped as the unicorn pricked up his ears and happily trotted in a circle, weaving himself into the lights and the twinkles and whinnying happily. The circle became a blur and the bright lights brighter still, and then the unicorn began to fade, and the last thing they saw was him cantering into the distance, becoming fainter and fainter. Until he had gone. The woods returned to normal, the rainbows and warmth replaced by the cool late afternoon air. And that was that. Rebecca and Lexi didn't tell anyone else at St. Tiddle's school about what had happened, least of all Miss Hanwell. I mean, an actual unicorn, really? Sometimes they wondered if the whole thing had been some sort of weird dream. At break and at dinner time, they occasionally looked out for Glitter, but it seemed as if the unicorn was gone for good, back to his own realm. And they were glad that they had been able to help. And Rebecca still had the bell, of course. They kept it safely in the box of bits and bobs under the bed. It didn't seem to have any other special powers, but after all, you never know when you might need to help another lost unicorn in Buckingham.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.